Okay, the last couple of days we got fatifed in a sugya where I know that I think the people who I lost in an earlier step of the sugya weren't able to continue with it. So we'll try today to learn a more, we start with a more of a blotch here. Let's try to learn the Gemara here in the bottom of the Amid. And I'll try to avoid the all the relationships and all the relatives, and we'll leave that for confusion some later time. That's always what gets things confusing in Yavamis, is the fact that things go this way and that way. There are a lot of dakas to kechalukin. So let's try to be not more confusing than the Gemara and Taisus itself. Amalei Ravina lo Ravashi. Rav Yehuda nami mishkachas lo di avar v'nasif. So as Pashpshat in the Gemara, Ravina tells Ravashi, Rav Yehuda nami mishkachas lo. Rav Yehuda holds you're not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. Why not? Why not marry Anusas Aviv? So Rav Yehuda holds that it's a lav. Even though someone marrying his mother is an erva, but someone marrying Anusas Aviv, it's not an Issacharis, it's a lav. Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph said, Lo yikach isha es eshes aviv, but lo yigala knaf aviv. So lo yikach isha es eshes aviv is a iser erva. But lo yigala knaf aviv is marba knaf shara aviv, is marba anusas aviv. So there's an iser lav to marry anusas aviv. But you all know that we pass in Kedushin as typhus by Isuri Lav. If someone marries a Lav, Kedushin is typhus. So therefore the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina lo Ravashi, Rav Yehuda nami mishkachas lo di avar v'nasiv. If someone did marry Anusas Aviv, then you can have this additional case of that Levi was asking Rabbi. Avi the Gemara di loy katani. Our Mishnah is listing 15 things, in normal things, the normal cases where people did things kedin. Someone married his brother's daughter. That's mutter. There's no aveira in marrying a brother's daughter. But the e loikatani, the e avar v'nasiv, if he was aver, so the Mishnah is not counting those cases. Why not? How would you understand? Pash pshat in the Gemara, the e loikatani. Huh? What does it mean? Why not? Why doesn't the Mishnah count of D.E.? D.E. means if he was Iver, then you could create a new case. So why doesn't the Mishnah count it? So I would understand, the Pashup Shat, that it's confusing enough, the Mishnah, if you count all the different possibilities that happen without an Aveira. To start counting possibilities with somebody did an Aveira, the Eloi Katani, I think it would add, it could add more cases. And that, Eloi Katani, that's how, is that how you learn the Gemara?
The E is only going on the brother.
What?
The E is only going on the brother. The next case right. Would have been on the father.
Therefore, but still.
And then we learn that's not a problem with the E.
What do you mean?
The next case. The
Gemara's next case?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see the next case.
The E.
You're going to have to explain that to me. Well, we'll see. Let's see the Gemara. Nachinami, that's what I want to point out. I think all of us, when you learn the Eloi Katani, you learn that the Mishnah doesn't want to give cases that are unusual cases. Somebody has to be over an Aveira to get there. No, that's the way you learned. The Mishnah's all normal cases. Not so normal that someone should marry his brother's daughter, but it could happen. A person can marry, is allowed to marry his brother's daughter. So the E, like Katani, means our Mishnah is 15 cases where things are done kedin, and not things where it's done improperly. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara then asks, Amalei Ravashi Lo Rav Kahana, B'loi D'i Nami Mishkachas Lo. I could come up with a case of Anusa Saviv without the E, without a case like we just said. How is that? Yaakov Onas Kalosai. Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. V'hoyled mimena ben. So now this is really a big mess. A man was Ma'anis' daughter-in-law and had a child. So that this child's father is also the father of his mother's wife. Right? This child, his father is a man. You have, call it Yaakov. And Yaakov has a son, Reuven, that married Kalasai. We'll call her Kalasai. Now Yaakov was Mizana with Kalasai and had a child. This child's father is Yaakov. Right? His mother's husband is also Yaakov's son. Right? So his mother, in effect, married his brother. Right? So here you have a case where Yaakov anas Kalasai, Vahilam imenu ben, and then Meis Ruvein b'lai banim. So now it's his brother, his mother's husband is his brother. And his brother died without children. V'naflala kame bura. So here you have a case where a person's own mother could fall to a child. Obviously, he can't be miyabim his mother. So migu, the e asira, tsarasanami asira. So here, you have an imagination, you could come up with new cases. So here we can come up with a new case. A new case where a man has his own mother fall to him to evil. Because his brother is his mother's wife, his mother's husband. So here we have a problem. The Gemara just said to Eloi Katani. The Gemara just said, we don't want to have cases that come up in strange ways. So what is this case any better? A man being ma'anis kalasai is also a DE type of case. It's also a case that came to an aveira. It's a mi'as aveira. It's one thing, anusa saviv, somebody married anusa saviv, is Gemara Sadi like Katani. And for somebody to be ma'anis kalasai, that the Mishnah would say. That's b'loi DE. So this Gemara seems to be very strange. You're telling me, dear Loi Katani, I don't want to tell you cases where a person did an Aveira to create a 16th case in the Mishnah. But this case is also a strange case. Yaakov Anas Kalasai, that's a normal case. That it just say is a 16th case in the Mishnah. Davapella Darchla there asks this kasha. He asks, if you said to Eloi Katani, why is it better Anas Kalasai? How does Rashi answer? So the Aruch HaNer says, what's the difference? You're talking about case in the Mishnah. He says, Mali, it's a DE on the original birth of this person. Well, Mali, it's a DE now in the Yibum case of the person. Ma'nafkamina. If the Eloi Katani, so what's the difference? This is the Aruch HaNer's kasha. The Aruch HaNer answers the following. He says that an issa's nus, where both parties, the man and the woman, agree to do an aveira, is less shchiach than an issa's nus of ma'anis. If you ma'anis somebody, that means you force somebody, that is more shriya, because you have one person decides to do an aveira, as opposed to a case where both sides do an aveira willingly. Memela, says the Aruch HaNer, di'i loy katani means it's not shriyach. A di'i case is loy shriyach. Not like I said before, di'i loy katani, because we don't want to confuse people in the mission. I'm not worried about confusing people. It's just the loy shchiach dike case, we don't want to say. That's what the Eloi Katani means. It's not shchiach. Because in the DE case, it means that both of them agreed. What was the case? The Avar and Asiv, that they agreed to get married. So when they both agreed, that's not shchiach. But now the Gemara asks, what about Anas Kalasai? Well, prisoner's Ma'anis is his Kala, so there, it's only one person that did the Aveir. So that is more shchiyach. One person should have yetzer to do an aveira. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Eloi Katani means it's not shchiyach. So the Eloi Katani. But when one side does it, here it's more Shchiach. But then you wouldn't fall to Yibam, right? Then we wanted a case that he married her, and then he died, and she fell to Yibam to the brother. So if you're Ma'anis, it wouldn't fall to Yibam, right? We want to have a case where it's going to create a falling to Yibam. So this is what the Aruch Nehor. The Aruch Nehor brings a raya. He says, "I bring a raya." When the Gemara says "Onas Kalosai," why say "Onas Kalosai"? Could be Verotzen too. If he was Mizana Verotzen with Kalosai, and they had a child, the Gemara could have said exactly the same case. As a matter of fact, the Ritva Taki is the Kasha. Ritva says, "Why say Onas Kalosai?" You say Baal Kalosai. Baim is Verotzen. What's the difference?
Shoot the Aster
Outs. Outsider. Okay, okay, 1 second. So he says, the Aruch Nehor says, that why did it happen on us kalasik? So you want to have a case where only one person was going the Aveira, and then they learned it's a Dover that's more Shkiach, and then the Mishnah should have said it.
You Barotten, you must have
heard. What?
The kid's father was not after Kalasa, you Barotten, you must have heard, because we all know that Anusa Sam was after, but if they both did Barotten,
right, but here it's not going to end up being a case of Anusas Aviv. Here it can end up being a case of Imai. It's going to be Anusas Aviv. Yeah, but okay, Anusas Aviv is the same thing. It's a Lo Yigal Knaf Aviv. It doesn't matter if it's Anusas Aviv.
If you want to have a smack, then it's all things that then talks about being Anusas Aviv.
Yeah, when we say Anusas Aviv, it's the same thing, Pitoy Aviv. Even though we say like Al Kadaf Aviv is Anusa Aviv, it's the same thing if the father was Mizana with her. There's no difference. Like Abi the Yisr. Now the truth is what? Imai would be anyway. It would be anyway. Imai would be a case of Imai. Not to do with the Machlekes Rishon and the Rabbanan. Right. Now the truth is, this raya is not such a strong raya. The Ritva answers, like Shamshi started to say, that you can't say she the kala did a peratzen, because then she blibes a saita. If she blibes a saita, then falling to yibam already be an inyan of a saita falling to yibam, and we certainly don't want to get confused with that now all of a sudden. So the Gemara chapped on a case of anas, it avoids the case of tzar of her being a saita. But Al Kapanim, the Aruch Nehor learns the Eloi Katani means it's Lo Shchiach. If it's Lo Shchiach, that's the case. So that's the Eloi Katani, and then the Gemara is a Kasha from Onas Kalosai, which somehow is more Shchiach. From where? We look at the next summit? Or the previous summit? So I guess there's very ragil, which is next, yeah, and this is just last, I guess. So. What? When you say Bainsa like Kamairi, we're saying that that's Lashriach, the non Ainsim. But the Gemara says the Eloi Katani, what? That's what Taisa says. The Taisa Bainsa like Kamairi says, Bukulai Kurbe, Mashba Baragalias. Taisa and Tesame Beis, Bainsa like Kamairi. Now, that's really the Ritva's answer. I think the Aruch Nehor says it as the Inami. The Aruch Nehor goes on. He brings the Turi Evin and Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga says there's a mitzias of a woman who becomes pregnant by Ambati. The case of Ambati Nisabra is a case of a woman who goes into a bathhouse. Nowadays we used to change the water every time you take a bath. But once upon a time, they had bathhouses. So Gemara is a case where one man was matal zera into the bathwater, and another woman went into the water, and the zera somehow made itself into her body and made her pregnant. Bambati nisabra, that's a Gemara's case, in Masechtas Chagiga, where you could have a case, a woman could become pregnant without a Maisabiya. Without a Maisabiya. A child born from that is not a Mamzer. If they say Ish will become pregnant, Biambati, from someone else's Zera. So since there was no Issa, there was no Maisabiya, there was no Bia Ba'aveira, that's a case where you could have a woman becoming pregnant without a Maisa Aveira. The child's not a Mamzer. And she can become pregnant from someone else. So the Gemara says that there's such a Metzius. Now someone becoming pregnant, Biambati. That Gemara is the source today for all the shaylas that have to do with the modern ways of impregnating people, women who have problems becoming pregnant, by creating a pregnancy in a test tube and putting it into a woman. So that's the, everything, all new shaylas have to occur somewhere in Shas. So that's the marker. The Gemara says that there's such a mitzvah as a woman becoming pregnant without bia, without it being a result of a maisa bia. The child is not a mamzer, the child is a child l'chol davar. Now, the Turi Evan, if there's such a mitzias, Agamara says, the e over of a nasiv, like a tani. Agamara says, we don't want to go into cases where Averis were done. So tell me a case of Ambati. You could have a 16th case in the Mishnah, of Anusas of it, where it happened through, or of the case of Kalosai, without an Avera. Gemara is going to answer, didn't want to say Kalosai because Machaisa de Teira Kamari, Machaisa de Sur Lai Mairi. We don't want to talk about cases where it's an Avera, where the child's a Mamzer. I can have a case where the child's not a Mamzer. Instead of saying that the man was Ma'anis, his daughter in law, say that the daughter in law became pregnant, Bambati, from the father in law.
It's the Avera of the man, no?
What's the Avera?
He's
Matal Zera.
Yeah,
he's Matal Zera Ba'anis. But it's not an Aveira in the Maisabiya. So the Turi Evan asked this Kasha. The Gemara says we don't want to have a case of Achvedis, the only Achvedet Teira. You can have a case. So Doruch Lener, according to what I'm saying, it's good. Because Doruch Lener says the Eloi Katani means we don't want to have cases that are not Shchiach. Doesn't mean we don't want to have cases with Aveiras. The Eloi Katani means we don't want to come up with cases that are not Shchiach. So we don't want to come up with cases that are not Shchiach. Ambati is certainly not Shchiach. The case of Ambati is Bechlal not Shchiach. So Memela, the Kasha doesn't start. So Aruch Lener, his point is Taich in the Gemara. The Eloi Katani means something that's not Shchiach, the Mishnah doesn't want to say. And Memela Bambati also it doesn't say. So this is the Aruch Lener. It's not so satisfying because Yaakov Onas Kalosa Ivahilad Mimena, he's saying it is Shchiach. What Shchiach? It's the whole understanding that this is something Shchiach is very, very hard. Also from Taisus Hesakasha, Taisus Rabbi Yehuda says B'loi di'i Nami Mishkachas La Shekiddush V'loi Baal. We'll learn the Taisus in a minute. But Taisus Rabbi Yehuda, yes, Akasha. It's the first line. Tema, the B'loi di'i Yavar V'nasim Nami Mishkachas La, I could do it without the E. Shekiddush V'loi Baal. A man is Mekadesh Anusas Aviv, never bail her. Then he dies without children, he's never bail her. And then Anusas Aviv falls to Yibam. So Taisus asks, I could do it without the E. It sounds like from Taisus, Taisus learns the Eloi Katani means there's no Aveira. The way we touched initially. The Eloi Katani, we don't want to say cases of where it came through an Aveira. Because if it's not Shchiach, some Taisus case is also not Shchiach. He married her and died before he was born. Married her and died before he was born. So the Aruch Lener, although his pshat in the Gemara fits into the Gemara, it doesn't seem to fit with Taisus. Okay, and if so, alright, that's why the Torah Yevon asked the Kasha, that you can have a case of Bambati. Okay, so this is the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Be'achosa de Teira Kamairi, or Bachvasa de Hetera Kamairi, Bachvasa de Isura like Kamairi. Bafal became Batka Levi Bimas Nisan. And still, Levi found a way to fit it in to a, at least to a version of the Mishnah or of a Braisa, to Tani Levi, and it brings a Braisa. Let's see Tosis the Rabbi Yehuda Nami. The Shaila that we're done here in Tosis, and again, I told you today, I want to confuse anybody with Yevamos Nika Shailas. This is a Chumash Shaila. Okay, the Chumash says there are many women you're not allowed to marry. Some are Yisrei Karis, some are Yisrei Lavim, some are Lav Asay. There are women you're not allowed to marry. The Shaila is, a Klalei Nika Shaila, all these people that you're not allowed to marry, is the Vart that a Maisa Bia is also with them? The Torah speaks in a nice lashon. It says, it doesn't say, Layovoy albitai. It says, Layikat, Layigala. It says a nice lashon. But really, we know the Torah is talking about a Maisa Bia. You could learn that the Torah is talking exclusively about an Issa Tashrishamita. The Torah says, you're not allowed to marry these people as Karis. You're not allowed to marry these people. We always talk, you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry. It's a Lashon Saginar. We want to talk in a fine Lashon. But really, we're talking about Bia. That's one way to learn. Well, maybe not. Maybe it means that there's an Issa to marry. Someone goes to his sister and he gives a Kiddush. Did he do any Aveira? I'm not talking about any Bia, anything. Just goes over to her and says, Hari Abba Kodesh is Lee, and in front of two Eidim, and he gives her Pruta. Huh? Gemara says, everybody knows, and Kedushin types in, so it's a Matan. The question is there a Maisa Aveira? Is there a Maisa Aveira? The Gemara says in Kedushin, the second parak, Adam Yedeyash, and Kedushin types in Bachaisai, and it's a Matan. What? That was the case you're allowed to marry, not case not allowed to marry. That was a man who was Mekadosh's niece. Chayim Gerish, I'm taking two wives. I'm not taking two wives, I don't do this. Okay. So this is the Nidah. Now the Nidah has really two separate parts to it. One by Isurei Karis, and one by Isurei Lavin. Why is it different? Why should Isurei Karis be different than Isurei Lavin? Two separate shailas. Why? Because by Isurei Karis, Kedushin is not chal. By Karis, if someone goes to his daughter or his sister or his mother and he's Makadishar, there's no chalais Kedushin. So we could clear one shaila by Isurei Karis and a separate shaila by Isurei Lavin. By Isurei Lavin, Kedushin is chal. So the Nidain takes on two forms. It takes on one form by Isurei Karis and one form by Isurei Lavin. Now I think we all agree by Isurei Karis it's not Mestaver B'chlal that there should be an Issa to do a Maisa Kedushin, because the Maisa Kedushin is a joke. By Isurei Lavin we could clear because it's Chal, the Kedushin is Chal. By Isurei Karis, for someone to go over to a sister and be Mekadishar, so even if in his mind somehow he thinks it could be there's such a thing that you can Mekadish your sister, but that the Maisa Kedushin to a sister should be an Aveira, that's very distant from understanding, because there's no Chalois Bechlau. The whole Maisa is a meaningless Maisa. So it would seem, and this the Mechastinuch writes, and this for Reishavav, Ois days, that by Isurei Karis it shouldn't be a shayla b'chlal. The Maisa Kedushin should be nothing.
What's the pasuk in the Torah that we should say? What's the pasuk in the Torah that when Ashram and Torah says something, we're not sure if it's the Maisa or not? The Maisa Kedushin does something. It's Loyagala, right?
Well, sometimes it says Loyikach, and some says Loyagala.
Is the Karis that says Loyikach, or that's Loyishalam, or is it Loyikach?
No, but Isurei Karis also.
So why say where is
the Loyikach? Yishalach Haisa, Loy.
So we say where is the Loyikach, then it's the
Maisa,
it's the Loyikach, that's the
Maisa,
and it's
the
Loyikach, it's not the
Maisa,
it's just the
Arba. So let's clarify by Loyikach. You're right, which you're right, and we'll see it in Taisvis, what you're saying. But again, Tosfos Isuri Lavan. I'm talking now Isuri Karis. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Reishuvav, says that by Isuri Karis, where it says Lo Yikach in the Torah, it's Taka and Isur on the Maisa Kedushin. If the Torah says a Lashon of Lo Yikach, the Chinuch Reishuvav is Isha Lachaisa, Lo Yikach, that a person is allowed to take two sisters. So the Chinuch says there's an Isser, and it sounds like he's saying an Isser Deraisa, in the Kicha itself. The Minchas Chinuch is Matmiya from where it comes. He holds in Svarah, it doesn't make sense. He says there's no Makkah for it. And he's Matmiya from where it would come, such a idea. Now the Emes is, from where does it come? It comes from our Tosfos. And really a Gemara and Kedushin that our Tosis tells us to look at. Because our Tosis is mechalek between what it says in the Torah, Lashon Lo Yikach, and what it says in the Lashon of Lo Yigala. When it says Lo Yikach, our Tosis says, is it Issa in the Kicha. And when it says Lo Yichale or Lo Yigala, then Tosis says there's no Issa. Our Tosis is saying that. Now our Tosis is not talking about Karis. Our Tosis is talking about Isuri Lavin. Im kozer, that's what Tosis says. Let's see Tosis. They're on the kasha. Tema. The beloidi yavar v'nasav dami mishkachasla. Without an aveira, I could come up with a case. How? Shekiddish v'loi baal. A man is mekaddish his father's anusa without a maisabia. And then he dies and she falls to yidam. So you could have a case without an aveira. Shekiddish v'loi baal. Da'fil abaya damar b'perik basa the kedushin gabi amana l'kai and gadol. Kiddish laika. Even though there's a mandiyama there, Abaye, who says if you mekadish without bia, you get malchus by a model of kohen gadol. Haylo mishum diksev lo yikach. That's because by a model of kohen gadol it says in the Torah lashon lo yikach. Aval hacha lo yigalaksev. But here, the pasuk by anusa saviv is lo yikach ishes eisha saviv. That's going on eisha saviv. Lo yigalak knaf aviv is anusa saviv. So it's lo yigalak knaf aviv. So Zog Taisvis, when it says Lo Yikach, there's an Issekicha. When it says Lo Yigala, it's an Isser of Maisis Nus, but there's no Isser in the Kicha. So Taisvis asks, by Anusa Saviv, you could have a case without an Aveira of Anusa Saviv. A person marries Anusa Saviv without Bia, and by marrying her without Bia, there's no Aveira, then he dies without children. And then Anusa Saviv falls to Yibam to the other brothers. You could have a case of Anusa Saviv falling to Yibam without an Aveira. That's Taisa's Kasha. Yesh Leimer, Taisa's answer, Shema, Mesupik, Shema, Asal HaKadosh Midrabbana. Shema Yibam. Yeah, Taisa's Teretz, Shema, Taisa's Balash and Efshir. Taisa says there'll be an Isser, even where it says Lo Yigale, there's an Isser Derabbanan to marry. Why would the Rabbanan answer it? Because if you're going to marry her, it's going to come. You're going to have a scarvis to her. It's going to come Lidei Bia, ultimately. And therefore, there's an Issa Rabbanan. Now, our Tosfos says Shema, but the Ritva, when he says the same thing, says it's not Shema. He says, Yesh Issa Rabbanan. Says it Bevados. So this Tosfos is the one Makar that there's an Isser as follows. When the Torah says Lo Yikach, there's an Issa Deraisa in the Maisa Kedusha. When the Torah says Lo Yikach, there's an Issa Deraisa. When the Torah says Lo Yigale, it's an Issa Derabbanan to do a Maisa Kedusha. That's what Tosfos is saying. Now Tosfos is Lav Dafka talking about Yisurei Karis. In Tosfos itself, we can say Tosfos talking about Yisurei Lav and Kedusha Nischal. By Surei Karis, and that's the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reishvav, who says that the Chinuch holds that what Tosfos says is true, even by Surei Arayis, even by Surei Karis, and the Michas Chinuch itself says the Rambam argues not everyone agrees by Surei Karis. So we have, at least at the moment, something very clear that when the Torah says Lo Yikach or Lo Yigala, it's Bekavana. When you learn through the parsha of the Arayis, Layikach, Layikach, you don't think too much about the Lashonis of the Torah. We're saying Torah is making a tremendous chiluk. If there's an Isser in the Maisa Kedushin, An issa d'rabbanan there is in all cases. Right. Lo yikach, you did a ma'isa kedushin. Ma'isrei lavim, it's easy. The Torah says don't marry her, and you did marry her. Because kedushin types in b'isrei lavim. Right? Kedushin is typhus by a lav. So you see, ma'isrei lavim, Torah is very mustaver. You married your issa lav. Torah says you're not allowed to marry her. So you're, the person was either. So what would be an issuri lavim? A kayin marries a grusha. Can a godl marry an almana is a lav and an assay? Or Yisrael marries a mamzeres. All these are cases of issuri lavim. And where it says lo yikach, there's an isser in the marriage. Where it says lo yigala, there's an isser, no isser in the marriage. By krisus, that's a separate shavitz. By krisus is not typhus. So that's the mechas chinach and the chinach snida. The Mechus of Reshmav is talking dafka by Chayvei Krisus. And it's the only person I know that talks about Chayvei Krisus. I spend the rest of the time talking about Yisuri Lavin. But by Yisuri Krisus, that's the extent of it. By a goy, there's no loyikach on a goy. There's no Tfisus Kedushin, certainly, by a goy. And there's no issa there. That's a marriage to a goy. Because Rabbanan certainly is. It's even a siyichin. Okay. How do you know? Maybe lo yikach is only. How do you know? Yeah, the question is maybe lo yikach is only in issa on the kicha, not in the biyah. It's a good question, but there's no question that the Torah means a ma'aseh biyah. We're clarifying that it means also. But as the Torah usually says, "Legale servasa aleha b'chayeh," when it says the lav, use the lashon of gilui erva also in the pasuk. Huh? Not everywhere else. I don't know, you're asking a question, how did Darshan Psukkim, I'm not sure. I'm sure that there's an Isser on the Ma'aseh Biyah. They declare as if there's an Isser on the if there's an Isser on the Kicha. Fisher she yikach as Isha v'sima, zima hi, ba'isha sufu oise v'shem. Maybe the word zima. Yeah. The Shazwit says Loisikach. So most of them use the lashon of Erva. By here, by Yishashki Yishkavis Kalasa, Yishkavis Eishasish. Most of them it says the lashon biya. It says isha sheikach is isha vesima zima hi. Isha sheikach is achaisai basave vebasima ivra es arvasa. So it does say the lashon. Isha sheikach is isha sachav nida hi. And then it says ervas achiv gila. I can't dash up sukkim, but at least it seems that they have sukkim for the ma'aseh. I don't think it's a klar in the ma'aseh biyah. The klar is in this. So here, Tosis has this. There's a pesachei tshuva in Eben Ezer, and Simon Vav, Sifkat and Aleph. He brings a case, a ma'aseh, a kayin who married a grusha. And before he was by Allah, he found that he's not allowed to marry her. I don't know if he didn't know she's a grusha or if he. Maisa, I don't know the background of the Maisa, but the case there is that a Kaya married a Grusha, and before he was Bayal Har, he divorced her. And he asked the Shaila, do you need a Kapara? Did he do an Avera? He was never Bayal Har. He married her without Bia. So do you need a Kapara? So he brings there that the Beis Meir, in Simit Ezvav, clears the Shaila, and he says, like Tosis in Yavamis, that there's an Issa d'Rabbanan. He goes, I have an Issa d'Rabbanan. By the Maisa Kedushin, And Mimele, they said, Rabbanon, see, he's passing like this Tysus, even though Tysus says a Balash and Safik, but he's passing like this Tysus. So there's an Issa Rabbanon to be Bayal, to marry in a case where there's an Issa Daraisa to be Bayal.
Even everyone's masking that there is an Issa regarding the Kedushin, have the same Issa as the Fiyah.
If there's an Issa on the. Well, Tysus is saying an Issa Rabbanon on the Kedushin.
Even if it's a Daraisa, I'm assuming everyone's masking it's not the same Issa.
It's not the same Isser. I'm not sure. I don't think in the Tarek Mitzvahs they're separate Isser. I don't think there's any question. The question is if it's Nichlal. The Chidach HaReishvav counts both. In one. What? Oh, so Kain Grusha, I have to tell you, it says La Yikach V'La Yichalel. That's the Gemara in Kedushin Ayiches. Taisus brings to Havaya. And there it says La Yikach Amenos L'Chalel. Even though by Grusha it says La Yikach, but the Gemara Darshan's Rava says La'ikach v'la'yichalel, then it's only Yasser. It's not Kicha by itself is not Yasser. It's only Kicha that Bali Dechil. So there's a Michas Chinuch on this too. The other Michas Chinuch was Yisurei Karis. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Vav Ois Tes talks about this as well, and he brings a Raya, two rayas, to Taisvis that is an Isser. The easier raya he brings from Temura, Dafhei. The Gemara has there the sugya of Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Al Savri Yavid Laimahani. And the Gemara asks, if you say Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Al Savri Yavid Laimahani, if a Kayin is Mekadish Agrusha, we all know Kedushin Eschal. Because we all Kedushin are Taifis Bechai Ve'Lavin. So Gemara says, Yavid Lai Mahani, so if a person is Mekadish Agrusha, Kayvakash Agrusha, it shouldn't be Chal. Why don't we say, Komal Sadam Rachman Eisar, but Yavid Lai Mahani? That's the Gemara's Kash. Fract, the Mechas Chinuch, what are you talking about? He was only Mekadisha, he wasn't Bayil Har. He only did a Kedushin, without a Bia. So why does the Gemara say it should be Yavid Lai Mahani? So after Michas Chinuch, Vais Tais from that Gemara, that there's an Issa Dairaisa in the Kicha alone. That the marriage alone is an Issa. Because you want to say, Kol Milsa Dar Marachman Asavri Yavad Lai Mahani, and you're talking about someone's Mekadishar in the Kedushin, it shouldn't be Chal. That's a Raya, more than Tais. The Raya should be an Issa Dairaisa. The second Raya he brings is from a Tais above Metziah Daf Yod. The Gemara in Bava Metziah Daf Yud talks about a Kayin who makes a Yisrael, a Shliach, to be Mekadosh a Grusha for him. Okay, a Kayin made a Yisrael, a Shliach, to be Mekadosh a Grusha. So the Gemara there has a Tzad, it could be it's a Maskana, that there's no way Shliach Lidvar Aveira, because for the Yisrael it's not an Aveira, it's a Kayin's Aveira. So the Gemara there has at least a Tzad that if a Kayin makes a Yisrael, a Shliach, to be Mekadosh a Grusha for him, that the Shlichus is Chal. So Tosfos says, if a Kayin makes a Yisrael, a Shliach, Mekadosh a Grusha for him, Miu Iver Belifne Iver. Lifne Iver, he's Iver. As I state in Tosfos. If a man makes, again, a Kayin, tells a Yisrael, Mekadosh a Grusha for me. So the Yisrael goes, takes the ring from the Kayin, goes to the Grusha, the Kaddish the Grusha, Hari Amo Kadesh is Le Kleini Kayin, the Tevazu, is Mekadishar to the Kayin. So he's over in Lifnei Iver Lissi Temechshah. As I state in Taisus, the Gemara doesn't say, but Taisus says. Taisus says he's over Lifnei Iver. So now think for a minute. He's over Lifnei Iver, what Avera did he do? What Avera did he do? If you hold that Kedushin by itself is not an Aveira, so what's the Aveira? So we're going to answer. Bia. What does that mean? So you're going to answer me, that it's the Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, if I give a Nazir a bottle of wine, it's Lifnei Iver. Even though I'm not pouring it down his mouth, I'm just giving it to him, it's Lifnei Iver. So maybe you learn shot in Taisvis that the aver is the bia, but by being mekadishar, I'm being mamtzihar for bia. But says mitzvah, that's not true, because in order to do bia, he has to come to her. When he comes to her, he can already be mekadishar. Then he can be mekadishar. Can even do the bia l'shem kedusha. Listen, iver on the bia, because he's mamtzihar to bia. But then, for the Maisa Bia, it means he's going to come there. If he's going to come there, then it's Chariv Danara. He can do it himself. That's not Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver has to be a case where he himself couldn't do the Avera without me. He couldn't do the Avera now without me. So that makes sense under Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin, for whatever reason, he couldn't do without me. He couldn't come to her, so I went to her, and I was Mekadosh since Lifnei Iver. But the Maisa Bia, he has to come to her to do a Bia. Once he's coming to her, he can already do it L'Shem Kedushin too. The Chinuch. I said the Chinuch, and this is Mechas Chinuch. Okay. The Chinuch said that the Kedushin is a Sederaisa. That's true. The Mechas Chinuch said on that Chinuch that the Rambam argues by Karas. So there he said that the Rambam argues, he holds by Karis and Svara, the Kedusha shouldn't be an Avera. Because Nachal. By Lavim, that's what we're talking now. Now we're talking about a Kain to Grusha, which is Lavim. By Lavim, that's where he's bringing these two Rayas. The Raya from Tamura, and the Raya from Taisis and Bav Metzia. Taisis says, there's this Lefneiver, there's this Lefneiver. It sounds like the Kedusha is an Avera.
But why didn't the Kedusha just enter the
So that the Gemara says. The Gemara there is going on the tzad that only someone who's mitzvah in a mitzvah do we say in Shlach and Varavera. Since the Yisrael himself is not mitzvah in Grusha, so that's the Sugya Sa Gemara. The thing is that the Ritva in Bava Metzia argues. Ritva in Bava Metzia says Fakert. He says there's no Lifnei Iver. The Ritva says that there's no Lifnei Iver. If Yisrael goes for a kayin, he's mekadosh a grusha to a kayin, there's no lifnei iver. So the Mechas Chinuch brings it down innocently. He says that the Ritva argues with Taisus. The Ritva holds there's no avera. However, our Ritva, the Ritva in Yavamis, holds there is an avera in being mekadosh in a kayin being mekadosh a grusha. If you look in the notes under the Ritva and Yavamis in the Maaser Rachuk, he's Matmiya, it's Asteris and Asteris a Ritva. The Ritva here says that there is an Isser to be Kaddish Agrusha. And then the Ritva says there's no Lifnei Iver. Now you could say that he means there's no Seder Aisa, but the language of the Ritva there is that there's no Isser Bechlal. There's no Lifnei Iver Bechlal, even there's not even a Drabana to be a Kaddish Agrusha. So it's a Tzarachi and Gogol, it's Asteris a Ritva. Yeah. There's Lifnei Iver Drabanan and Issa Drabanan. You could answer in Svara the Chilik, but if the Lashon of the Ritva there is not Mashu that way. It's Mashu is no Issa Bechlal. If you look at the Mechas Chinuch, he quotes the Ritva from Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, which is true, but he didn't have the Ritva on Bav Metzia. We have the Ritva on Bav Metzia, who says the same thing.
But still, the Ritva no
Issa. Here he says there is an Issa, at least Midrabanan. Yeah, it's more the lashon of the Ritva there is there's no Issur Bechlal. The Rav Meisha here in the Dibris Meisha has a very interesting piece, Ha'ara Mem Gimel. Rav Meisha says an extraordinary chiddush. He has a shayla, the following halacha l'maaseh dika shayla, Rav Meisha style. A woman, he's talking about a woman, she e'ef shalal l'tahar l'bayla. A woman who has a condition, a medical condition, she's going to be in nida her whole life. Her uterus is always bleeding, and she can't possibly become tara labayla. She has a 7-day cycle. She can't ever become tara labayla. The shaila is, she knows a man can never be bayal her. But she wants to get married. So she found a man that's willing. Maybe a man already has a lot of children. His wife died. He's willing to marry a woman that he won't have children from. The shaila is it mutter for a man to marry a woman it'll never be ba'al her. She'll never go to mikveh, it'll never be ba'al her. Is a mutter for a man to marry such a woman that it can never be ba'al? Now, what? Why? Because there's the Yidichar Roy Labia, you mean. Like the Rambam, he can't anyway, so Yidichar Roy Labia. Okay, okay, now. So that's Ramosha's Nidain. And Ramosha says, based on this Tysus, that it should be Aser. Tysus says there's an Isser de Rabbanon to marry a woman who you're not allowed to be Baal. There's an Isser to marry a woman who you're not allowed to be Baal. What does Tysus mean? Because the Rabbanon Aser that's going to bring his carvus, that's going to bring to Bia. So Ramosha says the same thing should be true. If the Rabbanon made, so if they never made a gezeira, so they weren't guys, we're not going to make new gezeiras. But Tosfos says that somebody you're not allowed to be ba'al is a gezeira de Rabbanon that you're not allowed to marry. A marriage would not be it. So Ramosha writes that it should be also de Rabbanon. He goes so vight to say the next step is a tremendous chiddush that if you do, the beside the kedushin's bracha is a bracha levatala. Because it's not, this kedushin is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in such a kedushin. What does he mean? The Rabbanon asked for the kedushin, so there's no mitzvah in such a kedushin. Bracha levatala. And for that, Ramosha goes on to be mesupik. If you're allowed to be a mesadik kedushin for a couple that won't keep taras hamishpacha, she could go to the mikvah, but she won't. A fraya couple. Are you allowed to be Masada Kedusha for a fraya couple that won't go, she won't go to the mikvah? So Ramosha says, let's say it's not Lifnei Iver. You know, once upon a time it was considered Lifnei Iver because if they weren't married, they wouldn't live together. But in the 21st century, they'll live together anyway. So it's not Lifnei Iver. For Bia, they'll do whatever they'll do anyhow. But it's a Shayach Kedusha, the Rabbanon Asa, such a Maisa Kedusha. So there, it really Ramosha says that there it's a Maisa Kedushin that could come to a good Bia. She's able, she could go to the mikvah. Since she could go to the mikvah, so Ramosha says there's no issue. Because it's not a Kedushin, we're not going to ask her a Kedushin because they're going to be over an Aveira later. It's a Kedushin that could come to a Maisa Bia Beheter. It might not, but it could. So there Ramosha is Megel. But in the case where it can't come, b'derech hateva, where she can't be mitar l'baila, so that Ramosha says is awesome. Rabbi Kiva Eger, here in the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger, mentions another raya to the Nidain from a Gemara in Saita. The Mishnah in Saita, in Perikhes, counts all the people that don't go to Mulchama. Right, you get excused from Mulchama if for a number of reasons. Hayare v'rachaleva, someone who's afraid, or someone who built a house, someone who didn't take care of him, or somebody who just got married. Somebody who got married, yes, isha v'lo l'kacha, so he's exempted from going to Mulchama. So the Mishnah there in Saita, Perches Mishnah Gimel, says, however, if he's marrying an Isalav, let's say a man is marrying a mamzeres, or a kohen is marrying a grusha, a kohen gadol is marrying an almana, that's not a reason to get out of going to Mulchama. For that marriage, you don't get out of Mulchama. Now the Mishnah doesn't say a reason. The Gemara brings a braisa. It says that the pasuk says, ish asha iris isha v'loy l'kacha, a man who gave iris to a woman and didn't yet fully marry her, didn't do nisuin, such a person goes home for Mulchama. So the Gemara dashes, v'loy l'kacha, he didn't marry her, it has to be mishiesh loy l'kuchim ba, somebody who has l'kuchim, somebody who could marry her. And the Gemara brings an Amora, I think it's Rabbah, who says that Zayse Meres, that there's an iser in the lekicha alone. V'loy l'kacha. It doesn't say v'loy ba'al iser. V'loy l'kacha. That it's saying that in these people there's an iser of lekicha. There's an iser to take the person. So here it's the chayyur of a ferish gemara that there's an isekicha on these people. That's how yemamayin if I'm v'loy l'kacha. And we're not saying it in svara. The gemara says it. The gemara says v'loy l'kacha. So this seems to be a kasha on Taisvis, because there we see there's an iser, but an iser deraisa. We're dashing a pasuk. So there it seems to say that there's an iser deraisa on taking. The truth is, Rabbi Kivega says even a stronger raya, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says if somebody is hayorei v'rach halevav gets off of melchama, hayorei v'rach halevav gets off of melchama, even if he's a yorei me'aveir shabiyadai. He did an aveir, he also gets off of melchama. And the Gemara says even if he spoke between Yishtavach and Baruch Hu, which is not an issur d'oraisa, so you'll realize. Even issur d'rabbanan, if somebody is yorei v'rach halevav from issur d'rabbanan, so he also goes back for melchama. So the kasha is, if you're going to say that lekicha is an issur d'rabbanan, is an issur, even just an issur d'rabbanan, if you're going to say that there's such an issur, so you get off a mulchama anyway. Why do I need a miyad of a lay lekacha? You get off a mulchama anyway. So that's a raya for keret. That's a raya that there's no issur. This raya that from Yosef Gli is a raya, there's no issur. The Gemara. Yes.
He married an Ishtar, so.
He's not Yare.
What?
He's not Yare. Which is saying may be true, but that's clearly not what Rabbi Kivega is saying. So the way I'm saying it now, I'm really saying two opposite things, which in a way is what Rabbi Kivega says. He says that for vayari v'rachaleva, it's a raya. There's no issur, because otherwise you get off the hook for yari v'rachaleva. If you're going to learn. There's another mandiyama that yorei v'rach halevav doesn't mean averi shabiyadei, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The other mandiyama says yorei v'rach halevav means he's afraid of the clamor of melchama. Like him, we have a drasha of the Gemara's drasha of v'loy l'kacha, which is memayit, somebody she'im by lo l'kuchim. So that Gemara is mashma, like that mandiyama, it's fakert. It works out the other way, that there's an issur even in the kicha itself. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say that it's taka amachlaikis, the two reasons. If the reason you don't go to milchama is because of your averis shabiyadai, if you hold that there's an issa and lakicha, then the reason should be because of a fear of averis shabiyadai. If you hold that that's not a p'tor, then the aver is v'loy lakacha, which says in the Gemara. But Al Kopadim, this is the ha'ara that it should be totally in that machlaikis if there's a isra or not in the lakicha itself. So al kapanim, this is as opposed to the top taisis, which is long, the point of taisis is quite long and confusing. This taisis, at least the first part of taisis, is very clear and concise. This is the taisis in Shas that talks about if there's an isra of kicha without a ma'isa bia, without a ma'isa's mus. Here in Yevamis Daf Yud, I'd like to try to remember that it's here because I don't always, it's not something that I'm fluent in. So again, Tosfos makes two chilukim between lo yikach and lo yigala, one chiluk. And even when the Torah says, and this of lo yigala, Tosfos says that it's a drabbanon shema asur. Maybe it's a drabbanon to do kiddushin or to shema yibam. Okay, so this is Tosfos. It's a shema. We'll continue over to the Amud Beis on Sunday.